Welcome to Bix is Alive, the radio program in cyberspace dedicated to the preservation and dissemination of the musical legacy of Bix Beiderbecke, the jazz genius from Davenport, Iowa. I am Albert Haim, and this is WBIX, the virtual radio station on demand of the Bixography website. In the Bix is Alive program, I will play recordings and talk about the music and the life of Bix Beiderbecke. I will also play recordings by other musicians, past and present, who play in a style influenced and or reminiscent of Bix's unique approach to music. In the programs, I will feature various segments. In some instances, I will have a battle of the bands. On other occasions, I will focus on one particular musician or a theme as the centerpiece of the program. At other times, I will simply play recordings that I enjoy. The centerpiece of today's program will be connections and recordings by racially mixed groups. In the last week or so, Terry brought up in the Bixography Forum the subject of connections between Bix and Duke Ellington. This was followed by many postings that included the question of black and white musicians recording together in the 1920s. So I'll use this theme in today's program. Towards the end, as usual, I will feature a modern musician, and I'll try and play a couple of recordings from Paul and his gang's latest CD. Well, let's start with Duke Ellington. There are two connections with Bix. One through Bobber Miley, who was present in the 1930 recording sessions of Hoagy Carmichael. Of course, the growling trumpet of Bobber Miley was prominent for years with Duke Ellington. The other connection is through Bing Crosby. Bix and Bing were good buddies. They roomed together in St. Louis. They dated, double dated together in St. Louis. And it turns out that Bing recorded a couple of sides with the Duke. So I'll start with the Three Little Words, recorded on August 20, 1930 by Duke Ellington and his orchestra, with a vocal by the Rhythm Boys, Bing Crosby, Al Rinker, and Harry Barris. I will follow that with the St. Louis Blues, recorded by Duke Ellington and his famous orchestra on February 11, 1932, with a vocal by Bing Crosby. The musicians in the St. Louis Blues recording are Duke Ellington on piano, arranging, and director, Arthur Wetzel, Freddie Jenkins, and Cootie Williams on trumpet, Joe Nanton on trombone, Joan Tizol on valve trombone, Johnny Hodges, Harry Carney, and Barney Bigar on reeds, Fred Guy on banjo, Wellman Broad on the string bass, and Sonny Greer on drums. So here is Bing Crosby with Duke Ellington, first in 1930 with the Rhythm Boys, and then doing a great scatting in 1932.
Thank you. like you for that wonderful strain. You hear those three little words. That's all I'd live for the rest of my day. And what I feel in my heart, they tell sincerely. No other words can tell it half so clearly. Three little words, a little letter, which simply mean I love you.
Pulls that gal around, down by her apron string. Now if it weren't for powder and for store-bought hair, that gal I love, she wouldn't go so far from here. I got this Saint Louis blues. I'm just as blue as I can be. Seems like that gal's got a heart like a rock cast in the sea. Or else she wouldn't have gone so far away from me. And I love my baby till the day I die.
That was take one of St. Louis Blues. There was another take. This was taken from a epic LP, a double LP, and the composition of the band, of Duke Ellington's band, given in this LP is almost the same as the one that I gave, which I had taken from Brian Rust's discography, with the exception of the trombone player. In the liners for this LP, written by Larry Carr, the trombone player is given as Lawrence Brown. Well, I don't know enough about trombone players with Duke Ellington, and I'll leave it up to the listeners. If there is someone who knows, maybe he can send a message to the forum. Well, now I would like to turn to Jelly Roll Morton. Again, there are two connections between Jelly Roll Morton and Bix, perhaps even three. According to Evans, Bix was present in the Jeanette studio in Richmond, Indiana, on July 17 and 18, when the New Orleans Rhythm Kings recorded with Jelly Roll Morton at the piano. Second connection is through Bud Freeman. Bud Freeman was one of the musicians together with Jelly Roll Morton in a 1934 recording session of Wingy Manon. Of course, Bud Freeman was present in the Hoagy Carmichael sessions of 1930 and in the last recording session of Big Spiderbeck and his orchestra. The third connection is through the great book by Rick Kennedy entitled Jelly Roll, Bix and Hoagy. Well, let's play a couple of the recordings of Jelly Roll Morton with the New Orleans Rhythm Kings. These two are from the first day, the July 17, 1923 session, with Paul Maris on cornet, George Brunies on trombone, Leon Rapolo on clarinet, Jack Pettis on C melody, Glenn Seville on alto sax or tenor sax, Don Murray on clarinet or tenor sax, Jelly Roll Morton on piano, and Bob Gillette on banjo, plus Chink Martin on bass brass, and Ben Pollack on drums. The two sides that I want to play are Clarinet Marmalade first and Mr. Jelly Roll, Mr. Jelly Lord. So here is then Jelly Roll Morton with the New Orleans Rhythm Kings in 1923. Thank you. For comparison, I'd like to play Jelly Roll Morton's own recording of Mr. Jelly Roll, again, Mr. Jelly Lord, that was recorded in Chicago on June 10, 1927 by Jelly Roll Morton Trio, who consists of Jelly Roll Morton on piano, Johnny Dodds on clarinet, and Baby Dodds on drums. And I will follow that with The Pearls, which was mentioned in the forum. This is a recording from June 4th, 1927 by Jelly Roll Morton's Red Hot Peppers. It consists of Jelly Roll on piano, George Mitchell on cornet, Gerald Reeves on trombone, Johnny Dodds on clarinet, Stomp Evans on alto saxophone, Bud Scott on guitar, Quinn Wilson on tuba, and Baby Dodds on drums. So here are two recordings by Jelly Roll Morton from 1927. Thank you. Now I will go to a connection between George Olsen and Bix, this one through Bob Marley, which we mentioned at the beginning of the program. I would like to play a recording from January 20, 1930 by Leo Reisman and his orchestra. The tune is called What Is This Thing Called Love? And the composition of the band is Leo Reisman, violin and director, Bob Marley, Louis Schifrin, and another trumpet, Ernie Gibbs on trombone, Jess Smith, Louis Martin, Bert Williams, and Bill Tronstein on reeds, the great Adrian Rollini on bass sax, Lou Conrad on violin and vocal, Eddie Dukin on piano, an unknown banjo, Harry Atlas on brass bass, and Harry Sigman on drums. And I would like to follow that with a connection between Bix and Louis. That is through Sugar Alice. Alice recorded the Blue River and There's a Cradle in Caroline with Bix and Tram in 1927. Sugar Alice, with his own accompaniment, recorded a couple of sides with Louis Armstrong in 1929. I would like to play one of these. It's one of my favorite tunes in the whole world. It's Fats Waller's Ain't Misbehaving, recorded on August 23rd, 1929. And Sugar Ellis is accompanied by Louis Armstrong on trumpet, Tommy Dorsey. It says trumpet and trombone, Jimmy Dorsey on clarinet or alto sax, Joe Venuti on violin, Arthur Schott on piano, Eddie Lang on guitar, and Stan King on drums. So here are two more connections to Bix, one through Bob Marley, George Olsen in 1930, and one through Sugar Ellis, the connection to Louis Armstrong in 1929.
Thank you.
birding all the rage. Here is one bird with self-control, happy inside my cage. I know who I love best, thumbs down on all the rest. My love was given heart and soul, so it can stand the test. No one to talk with, all by myself. No one to walk with, but I'm happy on the shelf. Ain't misbehaving, I'm saving my love for you. I know for certain, the one I love, I'm through with flirting, it's just you I'm thinking of. Ain't misbehaving, I'm saving my love for you. Like Jack Horner in the corner, don't go nowhere, what do I care? Your kisses are worth waiting for. Stay out late, don't care to go. I'm home about 8, just me on my radio. Ain't misbehaving, saving my love for you. No one to talk with, all by myself. No one to walk with, but I'm happy on the shelf. Ain't misbehaving, I'm saving my love for you. I know for certain, the one I love, I'm through with flirting, it's just you I'm thinking of. Ain't misbehaving, saving my love for you. Like Jack Horner in my corner, don't go nowhere, and I don't care.
Well, let's turn to modern musicians now, and as I indicated at the beginning, I will play a cut from the new CD by Paul and his gang. This is HHCD number 107, entitled Paul and His Gang, Modernistic Jazz of the 20s. And the side that I would like to play is Felix the Cat, with Kiki Desplat on vocal as well as on cornet, Paul Bocciolini Strandberg on cornet, Dimitri Makievics on trombone, Lars Erik Ström on clarinet or alto sax, Sven Bjerzest on piano, Dennis Johnson on banjo, and Jonas Eilert on sousaphone. This is recorded. This was recorded on April 21st, 2001. Paul and His Gang, Felix the Cat.
Thank you. and Fred Mill from the town. Felix, Felix, in our backyard, you can hang up your hat. Make your pillow underneath the pussy willow, Felix, Felix the cat.
Well, a very nice recreation of what Paul in the Liners talks about. He says the CD is dedicated to the crazy cats of the 20s who felt free to experiment, stretch boundaries, and furnish us with those everlasting musical delights. Well, let's get back to Bix now. Come to the end of today's edition of Bix is Alive, the radio program in cyberspace dedicated to the preservation and dissemination of the musical legacy of Bix Beiderbecke, the jazz genius from Davenport, Iowa. Please join me again in 2 weeks over WBIX, the virtual radio station on demand of the Bixography website, for another edition of the program. Until next time, this is Albert Haymes saying, through his music, Bix is alive.